Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We do need to get an update as to what is happening at the Senzo Meyiwa case. Ulrich Ruh, legal expert at Ulrich Ruh and Associates. I'm sorry that you had to be subjected to that music, but we do love it here in studio. Did you hate every second?
Good morning. No, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
All right.
It's a good day to start of the day.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So, all right. So we'll just leave it there. We won't judge you. Right. Give us an update. What is going on in this crazy, crazy case, the Senzo Meyiwa case?
Yeah, so quite a shocking revelation made in court yesterday by the defense advocate for three of the accused, Advocate Tefo. We said that the defense will be calling an eyewitness who will confirm and will testify that he or she saw and was witness to Kelly Kumalo, in fact, pulling the trigger of the gun that killed Senzo Meyiwa, and that the five accused before court at the moment who are standing on trial for the murder of Senzo Meyiwa, in fact, had nothing to do with his killing. So obviously one needs to put your mouth where your money where your mouth is, and you know, one would have to wait and see whether that witness does in fact take the stand, and whether that witness will survive the scrutiny of cross examination, whether he or she is telling the truth, and whether the court accepts that version. Obviously, if that witness does testify to that, it opens up a whole new can of worms, in that Kelly Kumalo would then be seen as the main suspect in the matter, and one could expect her then to subsequently be charged with the murder of Senzo Meyiwa.
It's just been the strangest roller coaster of events. Nothing happened. There was always the speculation. It's just one of those cases that has bubbled beneath the surface for so long. Why do you think that is?
So I think it took quite some time for the police to conduct their investigation. They obviously were assisted as well in a private capacity by Harry Null. And the matter finally made it to court, but one would have to wait and see. It's only the start of this trial, and it is a very intricate trial. I think there's a lot more that's going to come to light during the testimony that is heard in court. But yes, you know, one can expect these investigations to take some time, and for the police to conduct the investigation diligently. Remember that the state needs to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt, which means that they must ensure that all evidence presented in court will withstand cross-examination and when it is tested, and that they are able to prove their case accordingly. But yes, I mean, if this witness does testify, it will really turn the entire matter on its head, and one would have to wait and see whether there is sufficient evidence to continue with the trial against the five accused before court at the moment, or whether they're going to withdraw the charge against him and then pursue Kelly Kumalo. Only time will tell.
But, you know, we've also grown accustomed to that sort of thing. You know, we live in South Africa with these veiled threats and these, you know, if you do this, then I'm going to tell my side and you're not. You know, we see this in politics all the time. We don't see it that often, I don't think, in our criminal system, do we?
Yeah. No, not really. Remember, there's always at least two sides to a story.
Sure. And
there's a saying in our law called the Audi alteram partem rule, which means that there's always two sides to a story, and that a presiding officer, such as a judge in this instance, must always hear both sides of the story, meaning that of the state and of the accused. And they are entitled to present their defense. And Kelly Kumalo, if she's charged, will also be entitled to that. Remember that an accused person before court in a criminal matter only needs to show that their version is reasonably and possibly true. So, in other words, the onus is not on them to prove their innocence beyond a reasonable doubt, whereas the onus is on the state to prove a person's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. And that is quite a big difference in the onus in a matter. So it is imperative that all versions are put before court so that the court can make an informed decision, taking all of the evidence and testimony into account before making a ruling.
What is interesting is, and I know that one was a civil matter and not even in this country, and one is a criminal matter here, but it is very interesting to see when we look at, let's say, the Amber Heard Johnny Depp case that was played out so publicly. And here again, we've got this case in South Africa being played out as well. We had the whole the Netflix story around it. But there's a lot that is influenced in terms of public opinion. Even before the result in the US came out yesterday, I said to my producer that that Johnny Depp had won in the court of public opinion, but I don't know what that means, if that's going to translate. How much of an impact does that have, never mind a civil case, here back in South Africa on our cases, given that we don't have a jury system?
Yes, so theoretically, the saying of being as sober as a judge rings 100% true. A judge must at all times be objective and must at all times only consider the evidence before him or her that's presented in court. So a judge cannot be swayed by public opinion in a matter. A judge cannot be influenced by it and must at all times try and disregard it as much as possible. And of course, there's a lot of media attention on this matter. I mean, Senzo Maiwe was a national captain captain of a national sports team, and Kelly Kumalo obviously has a big public following as well. Mm. So the public are always going to be interested in such a matter, and they're always going to give their opinions. But at the end of the day, that means absolutely nothing, and it should not have an effect on the outcome of a case ever. That having been said, we are all human. Only humans, and a judge is also only a human. So the judge would be reading newspapers and would most likely be looking at the news broadcasts on the story, but must at all times remain objective in making a fair ruling.
Absolutely. Ulrich Ruh, legal expert at Ulrich Ruh & Associates, thanks for joining us and thanks for giving us an update on the Senzo Maiwe case.